We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the what is this? This is Lineup HQ, lineup builder for Showdown, the Super Bowl. Man, back at it one more time for the NFL season. Going to build one more set of lineups for you for the big game, the crescendo of the NFL season. Joined today by Squirrel Patrol, John Breslin. John, how you doing out there, man?
Good. Yeah, it's the big game. This is it. It's the culmination of the NFL season. Another season behind us of daily fantasy sports. So, it should be a good one.
If you had to pick the two teams to be here that you thought were best in the NFL from each conference, this is it. So I think we've got the best game that we can get, and it should be fun. So I'm sure a lot of the people have joined us all year long and seen these shows, so they know what Showdown's all about. There are some people who are going to be in it for maybe the first time or not very experienced in Showdown, because this is the big game. So everybody wants to play this in some way, shape, or form. We'll walk you through some Showdown tips and pointers maybe along the way to help you build your rosters. But all right, we'll start off with the game itself. Chiefs-Eagles minus 1.5, 50.5 is our total. One of the biggest tips, maybe the biggest tip I'll give you in Showdowns is, like, you can look at your projections and you can look at all that stuff, and that stuff kind of matters, but you need to build your lineups based on a particular script or a flow within that lineup. And it can be different for every lineup. You don't have to have the same thing for every lineup, but a particular lineup needs to have a game script built into it, like, meaning it doesn't make sense to have certain players in the same lineup. So there's no reason to have, in my opinion, there's no reason to have like Boston Scott and Miles Sanders in the same lineup. They kind of compete for the same role, things like that. Like it could be different than a main slate. You want to get the guys in there that make sense together and keep the guys away from each other that don't make sense in that particular game script. So we'll be talking a lot of game script here. We got a 1.5 and a 50.5. Give me your favorite game script for this thing in terms of who do you think wins this? Who do you think covers the spread, wins the game, over, under? How do you feel about this game?
So, yeah, I've got a whole thing here. But, both teams are 14-3. I think you said it. It's the two best teams, you know, representing their respective conferences. Like, no offense to, like, San Francisco or Cincinnati. But, I mean, these are the two premier teams. The teams with the two best records in the NFL, the best records in their conferences, a similar point differential. Right to the point, I kind of like Philadelphia in this game, even to cover the spread. And I think like the Eagles pass defense is not something to be like trifled with. And it's not the best matchup for the Chiefs. I don't think like the Eagles are going to roll or anything like that. You know, it's going to be some kind of blowout. It's only the fourth Super Bowl in the last 40 years with a spread within 3 points. It should be a good game, but I kind of like Philadelphia. And I think this might not be as high scoring as people are expecting. I don't know that like Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to come out here and just throw all over this Eagles defense. So this might be a little bit lower scoring. I kind of like a lineup with, you know, Jalen Hurts, some of his pass catchers. And then I think there's like one standout guy on the Chiefs is Travis Kelce. He's got the best odds for a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He's got the best odds for receiving yards. He's got the best, highest receptions, player prop. So I like Travis Kelce. I don't think you need to get away from him. But then pricing becomes a factor. So, yeah, I'm kind of building out a lineup just as I speak. So we can probably get to it.
Yeah, well, those are good points, and that's what makes it fun, because I think we're kind of on opposite ends here. I kind of favor the Chiefs a little bit just based on some of the stuff I've seen throughout the year, and I kind of think it's going to go over the total. I think it'll be more high scoring for similar reasons. My reasoning being that ultimately from those defensive numbers for the Eagles, man, I really think a lot of that was generated from weak competition. And when I say weak competition, I mean the quarterback position specifically. The best quarterback they faced all year long was Dak Prescott. That was only one time. By the way, he threw for 340 yards on him. So, and then after that, you're talking about a couple of decent guys like Aaron Rodgers, who left early. And then some of that's from the Eagles defense forcing guys to leave early. We saw it the last game. But Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, those are your best next tier quarterbacks. Then there's like a dozen that are just Davis Webb, Connor Rush. So I don't know. We're probably on opposite sides here, but that's okay. That's what makes it fun, because we can build lineups for all kinds of different game scripts. And guys, if you're tuning in, this thing's going to be on repeat, this particular program on repeat all the way up through Super Bowl, so you can catch it anytime. But if you're here now and you're watching live, by all means, get these questions in, because we will answer them. If we have one that pops up in the Discord channel, hopefully our producer drops it in the in our chat and we can answer it. If you're in the YouTube chat, get in there and ask some questions. I'll be able to see that one. So ask questions if you got them, and we'll figure it out from there. But like you said, let's get to building some lineups. Let's start on DraftKings. All right. Let's talk about your particular game script, how you feel about this game and what you feel is most likely to happen and how it's going to play out. And you're looking at the captain spot. It sounds like you're a Jalen Hurts at the top of your list guy. How do you feel about the captain spot?
See, I do think Jalen Hurts is the best captain, particularly for cash games. I mean, if you are going to go to a default, it should be the favored quarterback, right? And especially if he's a rushing quarterback, those rushing yards really pile up for the fantasy points. So I do like Jalen Hurts. Having said that, I actually think with this being the Super Bowl, maybe a little bit of a softer field, people that haven't been playing Showdown as long or as much, I do think both quarterbacks might end up being a little bit overowned. And it's easy to see a situation where you can only choose one quarterback. Like basically, the pricing works out that you can take like Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, like Travis Kelce, and then you're kind of punting a few spots. Like maybe you get one mid-range guy, and then you're kind of punting. I like the build of maybe using just one of the quarterbacks. If we want to, for this, I've been high on the Eagles in the show so far, so we want to put Jalen Hurts in there at captain, I think that's fine. But I think if you're doing like 150 lineup set, or if you're doing 20 lineups, just hand building, I think you want to actually rotate your captains a little bit beyond the quarterbacks.
Interesting. I like that take. I want to. So we're on your build and how you feel about this. I kind of want to talk through this with you on your build, and then I'll throw one in at the end that kind of, you know, favors what I'm kind of thinking there, and it'll be a little bit different because I see we're already. I have a good way to get different. So you like Jalen Hurts, maybe a one quarterback build here. If you're playing Hurts, then got to have some pass. Well, you don't have to have. I mean, it's showdown, so you're going to have pass catchers with Hurts from the same team. Normally, I would say Hurts isn't necessarily you have to pair anybody with. He's a really good runner. I don't see why he would leave anything on the table, this being the last game of the year positively, and you have to win this thing. So I think he'll be a heavy – I think we'll see a heavy dose of him running. But as far as pass catchers to put in this thing with him, who are you favoring the most?
I'm going to go with A.J. Brown because I think he's going to be really underowned, because I think it's just so easy to click on that, you know, one of Hurts, Mahomes, or Kelsey in the captain, and then you're plugging in the other two in the flex spots, and then you're seeing what you can get left with the salary that's left over. And I think A.J. Brown's going to get skipped over too often in that kind of hand build. So I, you know, if we're using Hurts as the captain, my best guy to pair him with in my mind is A.J. Brown.
Is he a double stack? Is Hurts a double stack candidate, or how you feel about that?
I don't think you need to double stack him, but I think it's an interesting build. And I think one of the best values on the showdown DraftKings pricing is Dallas Goedert. He's probably my favorite medium range guy. And then you're getting into some interesting pricing scenarios that gets your lineup a little bit more unique.
So you like a little Hurts, Captain Brown, maybe a Dallas Goedert thrown in there. At some point, you got to run it back with some Chiefs. Yeah. And you're not a big we're talking about a one quarterback lineup here, maybe. So who's the Chiefs? Now, here's the one thing that catches my eye on the DraftKings is that the pricing gap between Mahomes and Kelsey is so razor thin. Talk me through why we should take Kelsey instead of Mahomes on DraftKings.
So I think Kelsey is going to make up a big portion of this passing offense. And I don't think it's necessarily going to be the kind of game where Patrick Mahomes is getting, 350 yards and three touchdowns, and one's going to McKinnon, one's going to Smith-Schuster, and one's going to Kelsey. This might be a game where the receptions count a little bit more than the passing yards, if that makes sense. So I think you can maybe play Kelsey and maybe play another Chiefs wide receiver, and you're kind of making a bet with that lineup that the majority of the Chiefs passing offense is going through those two wide receivers, and then Mahomes is getting priced off of that lineup.
Okay, so we want Hurts, Brown. You do want to stick Goddard on that lineup?
Yeah, we can hold off for now. Okay. I really like Travis Kelsey.
Kelsey on there.
Yeah, so I think we should put Kelsey on there because I think he's going to get a bunch of receptions. I think his reception prop is 6.5. Just the over. So he's going to get some receptions. It's hard to see him getting shut down. The Eagles want to prevent passing touchdowns and first and then passing yards. They don't care how many receptions Kelsey gets. So those kind of feel like safer points.
I always feel like it's pretty clear and obvious that he's their biggest weapon, their best weapon, and he's almost all they got. And I keep thinking, why do teams let him beat them? Why are they not defending Travis Kelsey? And I always think this is the game. They're going to come in with the game plan and shut him down, but they never do. So kind of on board with you, man. Kelsey's going to have a good game. All right, we got the three guys in there. Starting to run a little bit low on money, just a little bit based on what we got so far. So what's your next step in your lineup?
I'd say, I think the plan is to take another Chiefs pass catcher, take another Chiefs offensive weapon here. We're going in with a game plan with this lineup that we're fading Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think he's going to get shut down. I think the Eagles defense is good. I don't think it's going to shut the Chiefs out. So Chiefs are going to put up points. The idea is we're trying to take the players who get those points and kind of price Mahomes off the lineup. So I like either like Smith-Schuster. He's probably the cheapest, like best value option I can see on the Chiefs. If we run out of money, I don't mind the idea of like adding the Chiefs kicker, like Harrison Butker, and saying that's how, like that's how Mahomes is not landing on the winning lineup, if that makes sense. Maybe, you know, see, we'll see how the salary ends up. Either have Butker in place of Smith-Schuster or like have him in addition.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. Also, I would throw out there that even if you're building an offensive build, you can still throw in the Eagles defense. Like the style they play is going to get some points. They won't get held, you know, they won't get shut. Even if you think Mahomes has a big game and like he should drop back and pass a lot, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for the defense of the Eagles to score points, and they will not get shut down. They will score some points for you. So I think they're an interesting, I don't know if they're a contrarian play, but I think they're very interesting. So you got two pass catchers for the Chiefs. You got a Hurts in captain with your favorite pass catcher there. Let's do one more flex spot for this lineup. Do you want it to be Harrison Butker? Do you want it to be another cheaper option? How do you feel about your last spot here?
Yeah, I think there's a few different ways we can go here. I would say we can put in like Butker, and that gives a good amount of salary left. I think that would give us like, 3,800 left. So you're not necessarily having to drop down like complete punt plays there. It'd be nice to have a little bit more salary, but yeah, I think we can put Butker in there, and then you've got both defenses you can play with, like Boston Scott, like Justin Watts. Like these are guys that are gonna see snaps, and can put some points up on the board. And like a guy like Justin Watson, Noah Gray, like Quez Watkins, like these are guys that can get a touchdown. And if they get a touchdown at that price, like that's potentially a slate breaker.
Fair enough. That's how we're gonna leave that lineup right there. I like the way that's constructed. It's is different, and it sticks to a script, and that's what we want here. So let's clear that one out, stay on DraftKings, and then I'll just throw some guys in here and show you kind of people what I'm thinking here to be a little bit different off of that. And like I said, if you're sitting there building out 20 lineups in that $4, you know, 20 max entry, you can sit down and hand build 20 different game scripts if you want to. That's kind of the fun thing about it. But I'll start off, and I want to build it different than yours. Just for the sake of being different, and that's how you want different lineups. I want two quarterbacks in here, and I think there's going to be more points scored, so I want an offensive laden lineup. So the way I'm going to fit my two quarterbacks in there and still get some good skill players, I need to go cheap in captain. That's one way to do it. Just go cheap. The cheap guy I see out there in captain that I want to put, I want Kadarius Toney. I want to take a chance. This is super risky to play a guy like that. First of all, we're doing this show midweek, so we don't know exactly the status of Juju. There's a questionable tag. You got to think that he plays. You got to think Toney plays. Hardman's already been ruled out. So we're building as if those guys are playing and Hardman is out. So I want Toney in there, and I want the two quarterbacks because that's the whole reason I'm saving salary is so I can just jam it with those guys. So I got those guys in there. Now I got plenty of money left over. So what do I want to do next? Let's play another pass catcher. Let's play an Eagles pass catcher. Looking up and down the line, I do like A.J. Brown. I think I think either Brown or Devontae hit for a huge game here. It's tough to pick which one. Of late, it's been more Devontae, but A.J., it was a much, much bigger threat earlier in the year. They're priced very similar, so let me roll with – I'll be different and go Devontae, PPR. Maybe on FanDuel, I probably favor A.J. Brown and his style of play. But for this one, we'll go Devontae. So I got Mahomes down there in flex. I got one guy that I'm putting Toney in captain for two reasons – for a dual threat purpose. I think there's a chance he runs one in this game. I really think that some of the game plan is like when they get – here's the thing about these two teams, weird enough. When you start to talk about inside the red zone, the Chiefs are so much better in the red zone. The Eagles have Jalen Hurts. He's been a revelation this year, but he's still not very good inside the red zone throwing the ball. So he needs the big plays. Mahomes, they don't have big plays this year. They got rid of Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce has like an all-time A-dot low for him around the line of scrimmage. He's getting thrown the ball like 6 yards at the line of scrimmage every time. It's all short plays, so red zone is – I think in the red zone they have some packages for Tony, so I like him up there. Mahomes, and I've got the run back. I'm going to do one more here. You know what? I got Kadarius Tony. Let me put in there. I want some scoring here. I'm going to go with the same theme of this lineup, and I'm going to put McKinnon in here. I've got money. I'm going to put McKinnon because of what I just said. I think Mahomes kind of hovers around the line of scrimmage in this game. Dump offs to McKinnon, dump offs to Tony, nothing super far downfield. Maybe they package up a way to limit Travis Kelce at that price tag. And so I'm getting Mahomes in here with two guys he's dumping off to. I got a big play on the other side with Hurts and Devontae coming to me, and I'll leave the other spot blank, but there's plenty of money left over. I think it's a different build than yours, but kind of feel like that's the way I want to go with this one. What do you think about that?
You're fading my Travis Kelce call.
Listen, Kelsey's too – he's easy. Like, that's a nice – you know Kelce's going to get there. But then that brings me to another question that we can talk about. If he's the highest-owned guy on this particular Super Bowl slate, well, at what number would he have to check in at for you to go, oh, man, I don't like it as much anymore?
Like what ownership percentage?
Yeah, what ownership number?
Probably – 50-something.
Okay, so if I told you right now, guaranteed, Travis Kelce is going to be 65% owned on this slate, well, would you change your tune on him a little bit?
Yeah, I'd go a little bit less than.
Fair enough. I don't think we've got those numbers up yet, but you can guarantee that we'll have them up pretty soon before this thing winds down, and we'll be able to tell some. I don't know where that number is going to fall. I think he might be one of the highest owned, but I just talked about the pricing. The pricing puts him so close to Mahomes. He might not be. So, you know, who knows? But then again, you know, you got to take chances on these things. Again, would you rather have like an optimal feeling lineup that's duplicated 100 times, or would you rather feel super uncomfortable, but man, at least you're unique? What would be your take on that one?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money up top, and that's the thing, especially like, you know, DraftKings showdown at FanDuel single game. I mean, these contests, it's going to be hard to build a unique lineup that wins. But I think we're going to see a situation where I think the quarterbacks are overowned in the captain spot, and I like the idea of going with like position players in the captain spot, and that maybe speaks to a game that isn't as high scoring, or maybe, you know, one of these, you know, if a position player gets two touchdowns, like they're going to be the optimal captain. So yeah, I like the Kadarius Tony call there. It does. Like, there are some high priced players that you want to fit into your lineup. So going with a position player at the captain spot is going to probably give you that money to fit in like a Mahomes and a Hurts and maybe even a Kelce, depending on your build. So I like the Kadarius Tony call as the captain there.
Yeah. Before we get to FanDuel, I see Devin's in chat, and he mentioned something that is very interesting about kickers and showdowns. Like earlier in the year or even last year, like kickers, so good, so steady. You get points from them. As the playoffs have worn on, it does feel like maybe kickers aren't as relevant in these games, you know, for some reason. And a lot of it is the style of coaching. Like, we're on one side, we're looking at the Eagles, and they go forward on fourth down a lot. Kickers kind of might get left out in the cold a little bit on the Philly side. And for KC, they may have to come into this game and feel like they need to score touchdowns, not field goals. So they may be going forward a little bit more. How do you feel about kickers in this game?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I actually like the kickers because I think it's a good salary savings. Like you can, a lot of these guys that are priced below 4,000, like Justin Watson or, you know, Noah Gray, like they, you know, if they get a touchdown, yeah, they can very easily land on the winning lineup, but like they could also put up a goose egg. So like, and kickers are usually going to score points. Like if the game is really high scoring, kickers are going to score points, right? There's going to be field goals. There's going to be extra points. The game's low scoring. Then those, you know, the kickers are still going to score points, and then suddenly those points are worth almost more, right? Because like you're not seeing the touchdowns, the passing yards. So I do like the kickers. The kicker is that the teams are going for it more on fourth down. Teams are going for two more often, and so that does diminish their value a little bit. But I mean, this is projected to be a close game. The spread is within 3 points. So I'd be shocked if we don't see a field goal attempt, right? Like there's going to be field goal attempts here in this game, you know, particularly in the fourth quarter as you're closing out the first half, right? So there's going to be still extra points after these touchdowns. So I like the kickers.
I'd also piggyback on that and say it's a game script. We already talked about game script and how you think a game goes. It doesn't make a lot of sense to play Hurts and Miles Sanders with Jake Elliott in the same like. I think you can play like Hurts and Sanders or Hurts and Scott, Hurts and Gay. You can play those guys in the same lineup, but then you're saying this, we're looking for a lot of rushing touchdowns here. That kind of leaves Elliott out in the cold, you know, things like, so you want to have your game script fit your kicker. You know, I don't think you just want to frivolously throw in a kicker just for the hell of it. Kind of make it fit your game. Don't go against the script you've already established. So I'm with you on that one, but let's go to FanDuel and build out a couple lineups and see how it plays out. But all right, so we're totally different on FanDuel. Now we're not worried about money in that big spot. It just changes the dynamics of everything. And it's so much more difficult to get unique on FanDuel. Man, unique is tough to come by and still stay semi-optimal. You know, still feel like you got a fighting chance. MVP, man. Hurts, Mahomes, Kelsey, Brown seem to be the big dogs. Is there any way, like, there's no chance you're fading one of the big dogs for Kadarius Toney over here, are you?
No. It's kind of easier to limit your MVP selections with the FanDuel pricing because there's no salary multiplier for that top spot. You kind of touched on something that I wanted to bring up, you know, the Miles Sanders versus Jalen Hurts thing. Like Miles Sanders receiving yards prop, I think is like single digits, like 4.5 or something, 6.5, something like that. I think it's 4.5. Like he's not when he's running backs, he gets a ton of receiving yards. I actually do like the idea of like heavily limiting my exposure to like Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts lineups. Like if Jalen Hurts is going to hit his ceiling, it's probably going to be with a rushing touchdown. And that's a rushing touchdown that Miles Sanders maybe isn't getting. So with that being said, maybe this lineup will get a little bit different. And you know, I talked about like kind of excluding one of the quarterbacks on DraftKings. Maybe this one we're putting Patrick Mahomes as the MVP and then putting Miles Sanders, who I think is going to be pretty underowned on FanDuel, but the scoring kind of benefits him more on this site. So yeah, maybe we're going Patrick Mahomes in the MVP. We're putting Miles Sanders there in the flex, and we're saying that Jalen Hurts gets priced off of this lineup.
Let's start off with that one, and I'll also piggyback off of what you just said. about limiting guys in the same lineup. If you're watching this show, then you probably have access to the expert survey. You go in there and go down a few lines and look at the rules that everybody contributes to the survey. What rules would you put in for this game? You'll find something like that about limiting those guys in the same lineup. And I think that's something you got to do, man. Like, this stuff doesn't just – you don't just pop in the blitz projections and win the showdown. It's – I wish it was that easy. Well, some people do, actually. When it's really spot on, I guess you can do that. But for the most part, you got to put in some time, which means you got to create some rules out there for your different lineups. And one of them is, like, limiting – I put in a rule. I don't want Miles Sanders ever in the same lineup with Boston Scott. You could do the same thing. I don't want Jalen Hurts in the same lineup with a Miles Sanders or a Boston Scott. But he's okay with Kenny Gainwell because of the pass catching aspect, things like that. So I'm with that. All right, we got those two guys in there right now. A little bit over 10 grand left for a few spots. What's your next guy over here?
See, it's tough with the pricing. I mean, I you know I like Travis Kelce. that wouldn't leave us a ton of salary, though, already with Mahomes on there. Although, I guess, for saying that Hurts gets priced off, like, one way that could be is, you know, if Mahomes – we already got Mahomes there in the MVP spot. Like, if Kelce is getting, you know, at least one touchdown or a bunch of yards, that's what one way that happens.
All right, let's do that. And then how you feeling over here? Does your thinking change on defense or kicker, those specialty guys over here on FanDuel with the different scoring or the different pricing? Like over there on DraftKings, it feels easier to because they're cheaper and you can get some guaranteed points out of them and all that. But over here, it's like it's almost as if you got five spots, man. You almost need to be optimal, you know. So do they fit over here?
They actually fit perfectly, both okay. of them, right? Now that I'm looking at it, right? Because I think one's, yeah, Butker's 8,500, Elliott's 8,000. We got 16,500 in salary. So I do like the kickers. And I don't know that we necessarily want to max out our salary. But I do. I think, I mean, yeah, I don't know. The spread is close. I could easily see this game being decided by a field goal. So I think we could go either kicker here. Maybe because we're going with Mahomes in the MVP spot. Maybe it's a Jake Elliott. Maybe he fits a little bit better.
Let's do something like that. Let's fill out one more spot. I guess we could fill it out. It's FanDuel. They don't have any issues with that. Let's fill out one more spot that you feel like fits there, and then I'll run you through some players I like on FanDuel.
So actually your MVP or your captain from the DraftKings build fits in really nicely and leaves some salary left over. And I'm guessing that most people that would be hand building this lineup would go with Butker and would not scroll down to see the Kadarius Toney is sitting right there for us at 7,000.
All right. That looks good. You left a little money on the table. If you really want to be different on either site, leaving salary on the table is a good way to start that. Like, you don't need to max out or get within $500. If you want to be different, you leave a little salary. That's one way to really start being different. So I like that. Let's clear that out. And then let me run through a few players before we get out of here. Not seeing many questions, so it's kind of early in the morning, but we're good. All right, let me run through some players. So I'll go a little bit different than you, just a little bit. And I'll start off with Jalen Hurts. In the MVP spot, I feel like I'm with you. That MVP spot on FanDuel is really limited. I'm not going way off the board on it. It would probably be the best way to be totally unique, but man, there's a certain point where optimal matters over here. So I'll go Hurts, and I want to pair him with somebody. I already talked about it a little bit, hinted at it. On FanDuel, with the way they score, I want A.J. Brown because he is a big play waiting to happen, and that's what we want. We want touchdowns over here, big plays. We don't need 10 receptions and a bunch of PPR. So I want big plays. So I'm going A.J. Brown. I got Hurts in MVP, but I still want to – even though he runs, I still want to double stack him. And I think Devontae, I'm not sure if Brown and Devontae, how much they prosper together in the same game. I think it's typically either one or the other. So I want to go Goddard as his second target here. So I want Hurts, and I want to target him with two big – and I think, really, when I look at the Philly pass-catching game, it's a three-man – it's Smith, it's Brown, and it's Goddard. And if you're very lucky in a game, you can get a Gainwell reception or something. But the other guys, I'm just not into as much. I'm not into Quiz Watkins or Zach Pascal or any, you know, I think I can limit my exposure to those really low guys. So I got that. Now I need a run back. And and the run back might be my only KC guy. This might be a 4-1 build. So I want to make it count. Can't afford Mahomes. But I might get all the Mahomes production, like you said, from Travis Kelce. So I'm going to put in Travis Kelce here. Let's plug in Kelce. I got some big dogs here now. And now it's just a matter of rounding this thing out, being a little bit different. So how can I do that with 6,500? Who's if somebody's sitting at 6,500 down there, what are they going to play? And I got to be different from that. They might throw in Sky Moore, so I won't do that. They might throw in another triple stack and go Quiz Watkins. Definitely don't like that one. So I'm going to go a little bit off the board here. And I know Mecole Hardman's out of this game, so let me throw some Justin Watson on there. Maybe people won't play Justin Watson. I leave four figures in salary left over. That's kind of the benchmark right there. If you can get over four figures in salary left over, you're probably starting to be a little bit unique there. So then it gets me a guy who theoretically just could be one play and he could hit the optimal. That's kind of what he does. He hits some long plays and we don't have Hardman. So yeah, that's why I'm gonna hit that. And yeah, guys, hit the like button, like and subscribe here on this show. And I mean, Squirrel, I think we knocked it out for him, man. You got how you feel about that lineup right there?
I like it. I like the Justin Watson call. I remember one of the primetime games earlier this season. I think he had a long touchdown. Like, he can do that. He's, you know, deep threat. So, and like you said, like, all right, Hardman's out. So that might not register with a lot of people that, like, Justin Watson. I think you could have put, like, Sky Moore in as well. But, like, you know, like Justin Watson call. But, yeah, that's the NFL season, right? Like, it's the Super Bowl. So, it's good to still be here. Been doing this since like 2015 now. It's like long enough to get like nostalgic about it. And like, yeah, the Daily Fantasy Sports is still continuing on. I think we got, you know, DraftKings Super Bowl contest bigger than last year. It's good to see.
Yeah, I got people who I talked to outside of you know, RotoGrinders, outside of the actual inner circle of DFS. They tell me, well, with sports betting, the DFS thing's going to die down. You know, it's already dying. No, it's not dying down. Yeah, it's as strong as ever, man. You can get more money in on a Sunday than ever before. And that totally Super Bowl is out of control here. So there's a lot of prize money out there, guys. Get out there. We've been here all year long for you. It's been a fun ride. This one is going to wrap it up for the season. Next time you see us will be months and months from now on, more than likely on another NFL showdown. Probably Thursday night to kick off the year, something like that. So it's been a fun ride. Yeah, anything before we jump out of here, man?
No, just enjoy the game. It should be a good one. It should be a close Super Bowl. I'm headed over to Nashville, you know, for the RotoGrinders headquarters. So should be a good time.
And just right before we jump out, I asked one question in chat about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no on him. I'm going to stick with McKinnon and Pacheco. I just think it's been too long since he's played. I can't see him being any kind of a significant part of the game plan. But, hey, look, if you want to be unique, remove, like, one of those backs from your player pool and stick in Clyde Edwards. I guarantee you, you'll be on an island with Clyde Edwards. But that's the way showdowns work, guys. It's been a fun year. We'll be back next year, run you through some more. And until then, enjoy this Super Bowl. Good luck in those GPPs for Squirrel Patrol. I was your host, Chop. We're out of here.